You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, welcome, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here in the collective consciousness of the Wisdom Orb. I'm Ian Shelley, and I'm excited for today's show. We have a lovely show planned for you. I think a lot of you are going to really find some wonderful information and find that the information coming through is something that can really help you in your lives. So I'm excited to announce our next guest, which I'll do in just a moment. But as always, let's bring our collective awareness and collective energy to activate all the points of light on this beautiful golden grid, this web, this infinite web that we call the collective consciousness. Every single one of us is part of this web, and we all make a huge difference. And we weave the web of light together, every single one of us. So as we begin today's show, let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today. There's something that your higher self is wanting you to know. There's something that your heart is wanting you to know. So we just pray that whatever you need to know is going to come through today for each of you individually. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Dipal Shah helps people around the world eliminate emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical pain. Her experience goes beyond energy medicine. As a medical intuitive, a spiritual teacher, a global speaker, a podcaster, and an author, she is the founder of Quantum Body Awakening Modality, which helps her clients shift their health and transform their lives in tremendous ways. Dipal has the unique gift of speaking to the body and transmitting source energy for healing the body, the mind, and the spirit. She uses the most powerful energetic modality to bring about transformation to her clients. Dipal is passionate about bringing various health topics that will help you heal and release the physical and energetic blocks that hold you back from discovering and achieving greater health. Her programs and interviews have created high demand for Dipal's work. As a creator of Ananda for Life, which means divine bliss for life, she teaches others how to live life with stress-free, live life stress-free, which translates to disease-free. So welcome, Dipal. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. It is so wonderful to be back here. Thank you so much for having me. And I want to thank our Wisdom of the Ancients community for having me here as well today.
Absolutely. And of course, you've been called forth. You know, as with everyone who appears here, you know, we think that we are pulling the strings, but we're really not. the divine is really guiding us, you know, as long as we stay in the listening.
True.
Yes. And
very true.
Yeah, wonderful. So everyone, Dipal is going to be talking about the Quantum Health Reboot, one-step solution to unlocking your infinite wealth. And if you're on the webinar page, you already know that Dipal is going to be taking live questions, so doing live intuitive readings, and you can ask her, what is going on with my health at this time? So if you have any sort of health issues, here you have today the opportunity to ask really a very, very gifted medical intuitive who can literally look into your body and tell you what's going on. And then what's going to happen is Dipal is going to read your Hauraline energies and your energies and do a mini healing for you. And then, of course, everyone is going to be going through a healing through the horror dimension. It's a group process. So you'll open up channels along your spine and clear pain through the horror line. I'll let Dipal talk about that in a little while when we get to that part of today's show. But today is about the horror dimension. So I wanted to ask, before we even get going, Dipal, you have been on the show before, but there are people who might be new to your work, or maybe who didn't listen last time and they don't know you. And you actually have a background in biochemistry, and you work in the pharmaceutical field, and you know, you've seen Western medicine and all sorts of medicine. But now you do something very, very different. You know, you are following your purpose as an alternative healer and a medical intuitive. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all started, how that began?
Yeah, absolutely, Ian. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, first of all. And as Ian mentioned, I did work in pharmaceuticals. It was a lot of pressure, a lot of traveling. I mean, I would go 7 hours away and do that trip in 24 hours. And then on top of that, there was a lot of competition, and it all took a toll on my body because I did it for at least about 12 years. And so for years, my body wasn't well. And I knew that something had to be addressed, but I was too busy. And I was ignoring the symptoms my body was showing me and thought it would just go away. Instead, it was making me sicker, which I later realized it when I couldn't stand it anymore. So what had happened was that my digestive system was aggravated. It was not happy. Where I was at the doctor's at least once a month or more, and I had gone through endoscopies, I'd gone through surgeries and lots of medication trying to fix everything from ulcers, reflux, painful fissures, SIBO, which is yeast, a lot of inflammation, depression, panic attacks, and it was always one thing after another. I was just so exhausted, waiting for all of this to just end, but it just kept accumulating. And, you know, when you feel like, okay, if I fix this one thing, then everything will just go away. Well, that wasn't the case. I left my job after about 12 years of working in the pharmaceutical industry, and I decided to do more self-care and take care of my little one because she was just 2.5, 3 years old at that time. And so I started by cooking rather than eating out because, you know, being on the road, you're eating out a lot, right? And that was hard for me because I really disliked cooking. And I started to do some meditation, some yoga, tried out different chiropractors because everyone promised something different. And soon after a year, I discovered energy medicine. And that was, you know, you talk about divine path. Well, I definitely was led there at that time. And I'm so grateful that I was. I mean, I had no idea about energy medicine. And it just basically feels like it fell into my lap. And so in my sessions, when I would have healing work done, it was revealed to me that there was deeper programming and patterns of an angry, scared, and shut down child. And I was using that controlling method against people, against myself, and everything as a protective method to get through life. I thought that was the way. And I felt lost and out of control for the first time when I started getting some energy healing work done. So my childhood, of course, wasn't easy. You know, there were times, mm-hmm. there were a lot of tough times. And I went through trauma myself, sexual abuse, abandonment, cultural beliefs, and trying to please my parents. And that'll do it. That'll do the trick. So I know many of you understand what I'm talking about because you might have been there as well. Now, after 3 years of trying to heal my body through energy healers, therapists, self-improvement books, I was guided to learning healing, which would accelerate my own healing. And without a doubt, of course, I started with Reiki. So I learned many other modalities after that. And this really helped transform and shift me and my body in so many ways. And when I look back at my body, the way it was and what I put it through, I realized that my Hara line was not in alignment with my soul's purpose anymore. I was self-sabotaging my own growth. And so my own healing processes finally began once all that anger and control was cleared. That's when the inflammation in my esophagus and my stomach went away. And once the limiting beliefs and having to please my parents all the time and the culture were acknowledged, the panic attacks and depression went away. So soon everything just started to reset in my body. And that was just such a beautiful thing. It was a step-by-step process, and many shifts were instant and others took time, but it definitely took a lot of patience and faith. So soon after I had healed, I was guided to do my own energy healing for others around the world. And so connecting with that higher dimension and speaking to the body and helping people who are desperate for answers is my calling. And I love being here. The other day, my husband said to me, you know, I think you're the only person that I know that lives with purpose and joy in doing what you're doing. The rest of us are just doing because it's our job. And I said, oh, you haven't met my spiritual community. Mm-hmm. So this is my passion, and I just love sharing my gift with the world. And, you know, I have to tell you, I have my favorite story about the 52-year-old lady. And she had multiple health issues. She had spinal stenosis. She had fibromyalgia, high blood pressure, back pain, heart and neck pain, and depression. And she lived by herself most of the time because her husband was always traveling for work. And she had literally lost all joy in her life due to all this debilitating pain all over her body that she would wake up with and sleep with. And the only options that the doctors gave her were that either she has surgery or she can get shots in her back, steroid shots. So we started to work more regularly. And as we worked together a few times, she said to me one day, Deepal, I feel like I want to go belly dancing. She was standing up straight. Her pain was 80% better. She says, I have never felt like this in a long time. And her blood pressure checked, she'd have her blood pressure checked multiple times, and consistently it stayed low. And so the doctor lowered her blood pressure medication, which was amazing. And so this is the type of energy and type of clients that I work with, people who come to me with chronic health issues. And it's not just one issue, it's multiple issues. And I really, really love helping them because I believe that healing your body shouldn't be so difficult. But yet it is for so many people. And therefore, I really want to make sure that I'm providing you guys with pertinent information that will take your healing to a whole other level and quicker so that you don't have to wait and figure it all out like I did.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ian.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for sharing. You know, in that story, your account of what happened to you, you mentioned the horror line. And that is one of the things that we're really going to be talking about today, the horror line. So I would love it if you would just give everyone a bit of the cliff notes, if you will, a little bit of a summary on what the horror line is, pretend we don't know what it is. And then also why it's important that it is in alignment. So what impact does the horror line have on the body, either when it's in alignment or when it's not in alignment?
Okay. So that's a great question, because the horror line is where your soul's purpose, intentionality, and creativity lives. The horror line is where all three of these come to life and keep you on track in this lifetime here on Earth, so that you're able to manifest quickly, so that you are living every moment of your life with meaning. You're happy, you're healthy, you aren't as struggling as much because you're following your alignment and your soul's purpose. And so overall, your soul and your spirit are in alignment with this lifetime. And so when the heart line is not in alignment with your soul's purpose, you have inner conflicts. And you feel stuck, just like I did, and just like my client did. And it's not fun to feel that way. And many of you who are listening to this call here today, you're here because you're feeling stuck somewhere in your life, whether it's health issues, financial issues, or relationship issues, and maybe even other things that may be showing up for you in any area of your life. But today for this call, we're going to work and focus on health only, because that's what my package is all about. And this is the thing with health and why I focus on health so much, is because when your health is not in place, everything else just feels like it's out of place as well. But yet when your health is in place, everything feels like it's falling into place. And that's why we have to clear the blockages in the body, and we have to start today. See, what I've noticed when I work with clients is that when you go through some kind of trauma or tragedy, whether it's big or small, it doesn't matter. So I want you to imagine this. Like let's just say that you get into a car accident, okay? And most of you have probably been in some form of car accident. Or even if you go to war, okay? You walk away just fine because we're taking a minimal car accident or something even bigger like a war. But just imagine, you walk away just fine and minimal bruises, but it's still recorded somewhere in your body. So where is that? It's in the hara line. And subconsciously, you still feel the fear, but consciously, you act like everything is perfectly fine. And you have no idea when you started having health issues, financial issues, or anything else in your life that the tragedy that you went through is related to the issue at hand. So everything connects to the hara line. And unless you have someone help you release such deep, deep fear and trauma within you, you may find yourself blocked in other areas of your life because of that one tragedy. I've had so many clients in my practice whom I've worked on with releasing the trauma from the experiences, from various different experiences, so that they could be free and find their freedom. And believe it or not, it could be from a past life or a parallel life energy that's stuck in the hara line. I'll tell you, I have this wonderful story that I always love telling. And it's about this mom. She was going through a separation and she was overwhelmed, exhausted, taking care of two young kids. And I thought I was going to work with her. But instead, I ended up working with her two-year-old daughter. And I just love working with kids. This little girl at the time was 2 years old and she was dealing with constipation. Her mom would give her 3 enemas a week. Can you imagine what they were both going through?
Yeah.
She kept, like, the mom just kept feeling like, oh my goodness, is this what my child is going to have to do for the rest of her life? Right? So when is this going to end? And so as the mom, she felt helpless whether she gave her enemas or not, because either way, that poor child was stuck, right? And so when I told her mom, as I'm working on this child, I said, this is coming from a past life. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, Deeple, yeah, the doctors would have never figured that one out. And so when I worked with her, oh, it was so amazing. This little girl, and kids are very, very receptive and open, so I love working with them as much as I do adults and pets, but she was so open that it's been over 3 years now, and she's still going without an enema, and her mom is so much more at ease. She could focus on other things. So it's just amazing how energy healing can work for people.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because I was thinking about, before you mentioned that your hara line can store trauma from past lives and parallel lives, I was thinking to myself, okay, so I need to ask Deeple, when we're born, is our hara line in alignment? But it sounds like our hara line might not be in alignment when we're born. So I was thinking, okay, we're born, and then we undergo various traumas, and those traumas from this life are going to be what move the hara line out of alignment. What you're saying, though, is that it might already be out of alignment when we're born.
It could. Here's the thing, though. Here's what I, the more and more I meditate and the more and more I find out more information as I get downloads, is that the in-womb trauma is so deep, okay? And so the person, it triggers the hara line to get out of alignment. because it's been a same situation in a past lifetime or a parallel lifetime. That's what's interesting about the Hara line. So when you're born, yeah, you can be born with the misalignments. And so I had this one lady who I worked with, and she came to me because she had scoliosis. And so her mom, when I had asked her, you know, tell me about your mom. Tell me what she was going through when you were in womb. And luckily she knew this information. Some people do, some people don't. But she said, yeah, my mom was depressed. She was working two jobs. She was always exhausted. She had anxiety. And all of this was embedded. The child in womb takes on all this information, and then the Hara line gets disrupted.
Mm. So we're talking about health mostly today, Deepal. So, okay, so share with us. So we've got a lot of people writing in, and we're going to get to questions pretty soon because there are so many of you that are experiencing issues, acute issues, chronic issues, disease, various forms of pain. So I definitely want to get to as many as we can. And hopefully we can get to quite a few, Deepal. And then also we've got people on the phone. So by the way, everyone, let me just make sure you know there's *2 to raise your hand. That's *2*2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. And you can ask Deepal where the pain is. Or if you're on the webinar page, go ahead and put your question in there. Did you want to add something, Deepal?
Yeah, Ian, can you just have everyone, if you can just put one or two health issues that may be going on, and then I'll just tap in and see where there's a Hara line disruption, okay? And then I'll do a further reading.
Okay,
That would be great.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So I want to better understand the Hara line, and I think everyone else does too, because we know about trauma. We know about various trauma, right? So that we understand. We understand that light heals. We understand the quantum to varying degrees, right? And the healing that is possible and the miracles that are possible. So it sounds like the Hara, you said it records everything. So it's almost like a mini Akashic record in your body. That's what I'm getting in a sense. But is it like I'm trying to find the best way to phrase this. It's almost like a master point, so to speak, in the body. So, you know, if you've ever had like chiropractic work, and this happened to me personally. I went to a chiropractor for years and years and years and years. No, you know, a little bit of help, a little bit of help, a little bit of help. And all of a sudden I went to a chiropractor who tapped my atlas, which is the part at the very top of the neck, right? And bam, all my back issues were completely eliminated. Bam, from that atlas point, right? So all the other work that gets done, so I'm trying to draw the analogy here between like chiropractic work or, you know, I'm trying to paint a picture. Is the Hara point almost like that atlas that, you know, and if all the other work's done, but the Hara line isn't addressed, you kind of still have the other issues? Are you getting what I'm asking?
Yes, I completely am. So let me tell you what actually is happening and where your Hara line is so that you can see it yourself, okay? For some of you that are empathic or sensitive or light workers, you may be able to sense it or see it. And then for others, I just want you to imagine it, okay? So when I work with the Hara line, I'm entraining your body to a special frequency of the Hara and connecting you to it. This is your soul's path of your alignment. And what happens is that you create defense patterns as you go through life, which causes interferences within the Hara. But here's what I want you to envision so that you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. So you have this beautiful Hara line that has your purpose and intention, okay, and it's right along your spine. So I want you to see it along your spine. It's this beautiful blue line. And it's another energy channel, just like the chakras. And so you'll see that along the spine sits many, many energy channels. The nadis, very important energy channel that sits along the spine, the Hara line, the chakras. So you have a lot of things that are protecting you and clearing out information. However, because you get so entangled into the emotions and feelings and the processes, or may I say obstacles and challenges in the life's processes, it tends to create an interference in the Hara line. And from these experiences, we create defense patterns based on fear of our experiences, especially as children. So we've been carrying them for a very long, long time. And so I noticed that some of you are having a response just by me talking about childhood experiences. So let's just do a little clearing on this. May I do that, Ian?
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
Okay. So let's go ahead and clear, because I know many of you have been through many, many traumatic experiences during childbirth or in womb. And I recognize that many of you have already cleared most of it, but for the residuals, let's just clear that out. So take a nice deep breath in and connect with your Hara line. Now that you know where it is, please just allow the energy to do what it needs to do. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. There you go. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that beautiful healing. We accept and we receive. We are grateful for what you've just transmitted and transmitted to us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope that helped answer the question you were asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Okay.
Good.
So one thing I wanted to have you share is around the reboot. So is that something that's going to be done in the group process, the quantum health reboot, or is that something you can talk about now?
I will probably do it in the process.
Okay, so
we're going to do the quantum health. Yep.
Okay, so when we do the reboot, what happens in that?
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through a process, and we're going to connect with the Hara line once again, and I'm going to have you notice if you have any disruptions, okay? Because I know many of you are intuitive. You are intuitive. All of you are. So I want you to tap into your own Hara line, and we're going to check out the disruptions, and then we're going to reboot that Hara line, and we're going to clear a lot of the stress in your body, as well as align your spine.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. You know, one thing, sometimes we talk about health and we focus on, you know, any pain that we might be feeling or diseases, things like that, for example. But what about, you know, you mentioned that this can actually accelerate youthfulness. And I'm going to really focus on the vitality aspect of youthfulness, not the vanity aspect of youthfulness, right? Because when we often think of youthfulness, sometimes there's actually a little bit of shame or guilt that comes in. And we can feel very conflicted, which is a whole nother conversation around, you know, looking younger. Like, am I wanting to look younger because I'm vain? And then, oh, I shouldn't be feeling that way because I'm a spiritual being. And, you know, so you know where that goes. But from a perspective of feeling vitality and alive and feeling the, you know, the life force, the prana in our body and wanting to get up in the morning and really embrace the day and be of service to others. And that makes us feel wonderful. And when we feel wonderful, you know, the next thing you know, we're helping other people and we're smiling at strangers and we're shining lights. That's all related to youthfulness. And tell us a little bit about how the horror line relates to youthfulness, because I know there's a connection there.
So when the horror line is in alignment, right, that connects us to our vitality. It connects us to life, because now we're on our soul path. We're on our spiritual journey. We're connected to our higher self. Because here's the thing, the horror line has three major points: the navel, the thymus, which is your higher heart and connection to your higher self, and the crown. So when those three are completely aligned, and like I mentioned, that is one of our energy systems. And so this place, the Haraline energy system, connects with all the other energy systems. And they all work in congruence together to keep your body alive and keep out all those negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, and limiting beliefs. But yet, because as we, depending on what kind of culture we're raised in or how we've been brought up, all this information just starts to get stuck in everywhere in our energy field. And it comes in so fast that the systems have a hard time clearing them out. And so that's the beauty of this. I wish more children would have energy healing done, because if you look at how many kids nowadays are going through anxiety and depression. I mean, my daughter comes home, she's a teenager, and she comes home and she says, "Mom, so-and-so has anxiety. So-and-so has bipolar." This is how many kids dealing with anxiety. And I really, really would love to do something for them, because, you know, as you get older, all of this energy just accumulates and then diseases set into the body. But what if we could prevent that from happening? But right now, if you already have something set in, let's start today and let's start clearing it out today and get that Hara line in alignment so that you can have and enjoy your life again and have that vitality that you're looking for. Because at the end, you're really just looking for freedom, right? If you really narrow this down, It's freedom that we're all looking for, but yet we're so afraid to tap into freedom, because what would that look like for me? Right? Have you ever thought about that? You know, if I am free from this disease or whatever it is going on in your life, What would that feel like? And a lot of us hold on to it. So then that Hara line is constantly in disruption. Like there's no alignment there. And it's like, so here it is. It's like, you know, when your car is out of alignment, right? It keeps veering off to the right or left. It doesn't really go straight. You know something's wrong with it, and you need to take it into the mechanic or wherever. And that's the way it is with our heart line. If there's a disruption and it's not in alignment, then yeah, you are going to have issues with your vitality.
You
aren't going to be able to access it because it's not going in the direction it's supposed to.
Right. Yeah, and this does absolutely impact our awakening. It impacts our vibration. It impacts our ability to connect with higher realms. It impacts our ability to align with greater frequencies. So, you know, it does come back down in many instances to the body. Now, there's times we can transcend that, but for the most of us, it's something that we live with. When we have pain or an illness or a disease, all of a sudden, it kind of seems to consume us, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does so many times. I remember when I had an ingrown toenail, and that's all I could think about forever until I healed it. I was like, for goodness sakes, it's just an ingrown toenail, but it was the most painful thing ever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've had other major things, you know, in my life, like kidney stones. And for everyone out there who has had kidney stones, that is painful. it's not a fun place to be. So I can imagine what you guys are going through. So that's why I was guided to bring this amazing, powerful package and this heart-aligned work to you today.
Beautiful. Well, let's experience some of your incredible medical intuitive reading. So everyone, we didn't really share this in the beginning of the call, but Deepa can literally look into your body, and that's one of her gifts. So she's been bestowed with this beautiful gift to be able to look at your body and almost see like a map or like a heat map of what the issue is and where it originates. So I'm going to just let Deepa work. So let's go to the phones. And let's go to, I always go to these places I can never pronounce. This is Karamios in British Columbia. And actually, it's Maggie, because you put your name in, and you're on your computer. So welcome, Maggie. You're live with Deepa.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, I sure can, Maggie.
Okay. So I put on that I got diabetes, and I got an NLS biofeedback machine. I just found out cancer starting in my left eye. I found it before starting in my heart and my pancreas. So can you help me?
Sweetheart, you were breaking up, and I heard diabetes and heart and pancreas, but I missed something.
Well, I just found cancer in my left eye.
Cancer, got it. Okay. So here is, I'm going to tell you exactly where I see the disruption. It's in the crown and the heart space. Okay. And I'll tell you exactly what I sense. It's a lot of fear to live. There's a lot of abandonment that happened as a child for you. And so you have these stuffed down emotions. Okay, I don't know if your mom was very dominating or controlling, but it's as if you feel invaded and resentful and humiliated so many times as a child. And so all of these emotions are stuck. And you said the cancer was in your eye, is that correct?
Yes, my left eye.
Okay, yeah. So your left eye, so what the cancer is telling me is that you were afraid to see even back then as a child. You were afraid something very traumatic happened at the age of 6 or so, right around there. And you were just afraid to see. And all of this accumulated. It's like it's stuck as a memory in the cells and in the Hara line to where you're holding on so tight and trying to protect yourself. And this cancer is like a protection method for you. Does this resonate with you at all?
Oh, yeah. I had the worst childhood imaginable. I had two therapists tell me that most people don't live past 40 with what I went through. At 6 years old, I was basically kicked out of the family, put in a separate room, and nobody was allowed to talk to me anymore.
Ian?
Yeah. I'm here. Are you
okay
there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me? Okay. All right. So yeah. I'm just going to do a clearing for her. I'm just going to start it. This is going to take a lot deeper work. And so let me go ahead and do a clearing through her eyes, because your eyes, yeah, they connect with your soul. They connect with your heart. They connect with your spirit, and the spirit just feels shattered. And so let's go ahead and bring some relief to the heart space. Bring some relief to the eyes. Okay. And so it is. Thank you so much, Maggie, for being
Thank
here.
You, blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
When I just to let you know, Ian, if anyone else is, you know, I know there's a lot of people, and I may not get to everyone.
No,
so I just want to let everyone know. I just want to let everyone know that when I'm working on one person, if this energy resonates with your body and your body wants it, it will help clear it as well. Just be open to it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Hartford, Connecticut on the phone. 6609, Hartford, Connecticut, you're live.
Hi, good evening. This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hey, Carol.
Hi. Hi. Oh, gosh, which thing do I pick? I'm assuming this is an energetic thing, but this is embarrassing. I've been really constipated lately.
I love constipation. That's what I work with all the time. So here's what I'm getting. Your Hara line, there's a disruption right in the navel. Okay, there's a portal there in the navel, which connects to the Hara line. Now, there's also a disruption in, I'm just getting navel, but what I'm getting is there's a congestion, not a disruption, but congestion in the third chakra as well. So that entire abdominal area for you is completely encased. And it's like you're squeezing every part of your intestines because you're trying to control. Okay, because things were out of control as a child, or at least you felt like it. And subconsciously, you felt like they were out of control everywhere in your life, and maybe even consciously. But it's this energy of control. And so the first place that you're going is your intestine, because that's the easiest thing to control. It's the digestive system. Do you also have reflux at all?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and clear. You have too much dryness in the intestines.
Yeah.
There's not enough movement there of energy, number one. There's a blockage on the left side, an energetic blockage, okay? So I'm just going to help you move this through. But I would definitely recommend, as we go over the package, I definitely recommend the digestive system for you and aligning your spine. That'll be really good to get things going. So let's go ahead and get this beautiful, imagine this orange light just going through your intestines. The large intestine and the small intestine. Whew. It's just clearing everything out.
It's gurgling.
Clearing out. Yeah. Clearing out everything that you've been holding on to. It's time to let go. So I'm getting 7 years old or 7 years ago, something traumatic that stuck. Okay, let's go ahead and release. Okay, there we go. All right, allow that energy to work, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. Okay, let's go to the web, and let's go to, this is Helen from Sydney. Have chronic back problems, including sciatica. Have been told by doctors that I need knee replacement surgery for both knees. I also have lymphedema. So there's a lot going on there with Helen. Maybe pick one, or if you can do all three, that's fine. But just any sort of guidance you have for Helen. Helen from Sydney, Australia.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This is a lot of lower body ailments that are going on. And what your body's showing me, well, let me tell you where your Hara line is disrupted. It's right at the navel. And there's a couple of things going on here. That lumbar spine, it's almost like there's all this energy. It's balled up. It's like this big cotton ball of energy sitting there at your tailbone needing to be released. Okay, because all the energy is not flowing on both sides of your legs. The knee replacement, it feels like there's a lot of friction in your knees, okay? And the lymphedema, it's like all this swelling that's happening in different areas of your body because the lymph nodes are blocked, all right? So your body's trying to find some relief, but it's disconnected from the top half and the bottom half. Okay, and I could see this slate. It's almost like a slate that is going through you. And you're so connected spiritually, but yet you don't want to be here on earth. You have a hard time being here and watching what's going on here. And it impacts you. You take it all in and you don't feel supported by Mother Earth. So let's connect you to Mother Earth. Whew. I feel that in your heart. I don't know if you have any heart issues as well, but I can feel that energy in your heart. Let's open that up. Let's go ahead and open up the channels in the bottom of your feet. Bring that energy up. Okay, beautiful, Helen.
Please
do think about working a lot deeper because there are many things going on and I want to reconnect you to your body completely and align that Hara line for you so that you can find better health for you and some more joy in your life, sweetheart. Mm. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. This is Myra from Guaynabo in Puerto Rico. So sorry about that, Myra. So Myra is asking, I'm having stomach and intestinal problems. Can you please help?
Yeah. So the Hara line is disrupted right at the navel as well as the crown. So two different areas. And what I'm seeing is that there's not enough, the microbiome seems disrupted. There seems to be some kind of pouches or ulcers within the intestines and inflammation in the stomach. It almost feels like there's also like things coming up, almost like a nauseating feeling. And I could feel it in your throat as well as your esophagus. And it's just all this anger that you're holding on to, and this anger is coming up from trying to be controlling and trying to be perfect. There's so many of us that try to be perfect for our parents to prove ourselves, and we try to compensate by controlling the digestive system and our feelings and we hold it in, and you're holding it all in the stomach and the intestines. And I want you to say to yourself right now, as I work on your stomach, I want you to say, I am real. I am light. And just imagine expressing your feelings on the outside rather than keeping them bottled up on the inside. And I'm just working on that inflammation in the stomach. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Yeah. This is Adina from Farnham in the United Kingdom, and Adina writes, Hi Deepal, I would like to ask you, what is going on with my health at this time?
Okay, so I feel the energy in your mid-back. There is a disruption in the Hara line right in the thymus. There's a lot of congestion in the heart wall. It's as if your heart wall is crushed. And so the energy that's coming into your heart space is not able to flow out properly through the back. So even the heart chakra is compacted. It's congested. And so I don't know if it feels like all the energies that come into your body and everything that you feel and sense out there in the world, in your environment, it's like you bottle it all up in your heart space. So I don't know if you have any heart issues going on. However, that heart all around it, the physical heart, the chakra, and the heart wall are very congested. So let me help you clear this energy. A lot of grief coming up, anxiety coming up. There's this energy of self-sabotage and self-doubt that's coming up. And this has been ingrained within you from many of your life's experiences as a child. And I also see some bullying happening. Mm. So let's go ahead and clear this energy around the heart space so that your heart can be free. And so I'm just clearing out, and you may be feeling some relief as if you can breathe into that heart space. We're just going to shine some light there. There you go. All right.
Thank you. Okay, this is Joyce from San Miguel de Allende, which is in Mexico. Aloha, I would like to know what is going on with my health, please. I really enjoy using your MP3s. So Joyce has worked with you before, but she'd like to know what's going on with the health now.
So Joyce, I'm feeling the sense of a Hara line disruption right in the crown as well as the heart space. There is this energy that's congested right in the brain area. I don't know if you get headaches or not, but you can be having headaches, and there's trauma that you're holding on the right side of the brain. And so let me go ahead and open up this channel, okay? There's also something going on with the right side of your ear. Maybe you have vertigo or tinnitus, but it's connected to the brain. So let's go ahead and clear this channel because it feels very much related. It's like this pressure cooker feeling in your head. Whatever's going on in your life is putting a lot of pressure on you right now. Let's clear that energy for you. Okay, take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. There you go. Thank
Beautiful.
You, Joyce.
Yeah, thank you so much. So everyone, we're going to do one more question. Then we're going to come back to the questions. We'll come back to the phones as well. But I also wanted to give Deepal the opportunity to share with all of you what her program is and how you can work more deeply with Deepal. And then in a little while, Deepal's going to take everyone through a process that's called healing through the horror dimension, where you'll be opening up the channels along the spine, aligning your spine, and clearing pain through the horror line. Now, of course, Deepa will explain that in slightly greater detail than I just did just before the process. But I just wanted to make everyone aware that's what we have planned for you. But I just wanted to take another web caller first, because we don't often get to this many on the web, which is really, really nice. I like it when we get to more people on the web. This is Joyce from Burbank. And Deepal, if you can just share with Joyce. Joyce says, anything you can tell me about my chronic lung condition and a current problem with my neck and jaw pain would be very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce, for being here, first of all. And I just want to say, you have beautiful energy. I could feel it very, very strong. And so as I'm tapping into your lungs, I see that there is a disruption in the Hara line right in the thymus. Okay. And what's happening in your lungs is you are compartmentalizing a lot of the good, the ugly, all of that stuff that's ever happened in your life. You have decided to put it all in your lungs. And this has created this congestion of the lungs to where you're having a hard time breathing and breathing in life, and you're no longer finding joy in life. You're actually finding lack and limitation, and you feel like you're a victim in life. And as a child, it seems like you were a victim in life. And so this energy is just pulling through as an adult and affecting your lungs. There's some crystallization right at the bottom of the two lungs, and I could see it right now. That neck and jaw for you is because you keep things inside, it feels. And it's that second chakra that's very congested. The energy is not flowing through the trachea as well as the thyroid properly. So the Hara line, because of the disruption right in the thymus, it's affecting all this area as well. Now, let's go ahead and do some healing on your lungs, but I would love to work a lot deeper with you, sweetheart. So I'm just going to go, because the lungs are very big, and so I'm just going to go ahead and clear some of the energy that I see around the lungs, especially that bottom. It's like these implants that are sitting there. And there are all these beliefs that have made these implants come to life. It's like these recordings that keep telling you that you're not good enough. It's like these deep-seated, repressed hurt and wounding. And maybe you feel that in your heart space as I'm working at the bottom of the lungs. Whew. Okay, there you go. Please let us know how you feel, if you sense anything.
Thank you so much. Yes, please do. If you've had any response, or if you had a healing from Deepal, or even if you haven't had that healing, keep in mind, though, that the Divine is using Deepal to touch all of us in so many ways through this energy. So even if we're not the person raising our hand, we are often the ones receiving the healing, because we're all in the collective consciousness. We're all here in the field. We're in the M field as well. So all of us are receiving the benefit when Deepal does the work. So even if it's not personal. So write in if you feel something. Right, let's do this. Deepal, I'd love for you to share with everyone how they can work with you more deeply, what your program is all about. So let me, before you do that, direct people to your offer, which, if you're on the webinar page, so if you're listening on the webinar page, then you'll click the special offer button, and that'll take you to Deepal's offer page, which is the Quantum Health Reboot, the Ancient Secret of the Hara Dimension. So if you need to type that in, because you're not on the webinar page, you'll be typing in WOTA show, that's WOTASHOW.com /Deepal, which is DIPAL, and the number 9. Everything's lowercase. WOTAshow.com /DIPAL 9, and you can follow along visually. So, Deepal, you've brought a couple of options. We've got a package A and a package B. And so let us know what's included in them, if you don't mind.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Ian. So I'm very, very excited to offer all of you these wonderful MP3s. And guys, trust me, you don't want to miss out on these wonderful prices, because this was made especially for you by my guide team. And I know that people are going to hugely benefit because I've seen thousands of healings just unfold in front of my eyes. And as long as you're willing to take responsibility, I'm here to get you where you want to be. So I've included package A as well as package B, and there are so many MP3s. So we're going to go through them one by one so that you know if something strikes you that, oh, I have this or I have that. A lot of these MP3s do overlap, so you can use them, many of them, for a particular issue at hand. Now, for package A, you're going to receive 13 MP3s plus two highly infused MP3s and one group call so that we still get to work together. You're going to get the entire body system reboot with this package. I didn't leave out any system. All the MP3s are individually infused with powerful quantum healing energies that your body will love and entrain to very quickly. They're gentle, but yet powerful. And you can listen to them out loud. You can listen to them with no volume. I've had people who will loop them. I wish I knew how to do that, but I don't. But they do loop them, so you can do that as well.
I can
but
tell you.
Please, please, please. Oh, wonderful.
Well, if you have...
I think we should put that as instructions.
Yeah, I'll be super, super quick. This is important because, you know...
it is.
The frequencies that Deepal is sharing with you, you can be exposed to them for longer periods of time. What you would do is, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but if you have a program, like if you're on a PC, that's a regular computer, a Windows computer, a program like Audacity... and if you're on a Mac computer, you have a program like GarageBand, you just put the file in there, copy it, and just paste it, and you can just keep on pasting it multiple times. So you copy, paste, and then you export it as a song. So I do have details on how to do that, but that's basically how it's done, just to put that into your consciousness. So sorry to interrupt you, but I felt it was important.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So I get asked that every single time, and I'm like, I really have no idea. But thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. So what I want you guys to do is be patient and open to the energies. Now, the wording in the MP3s is not as important as the energies that are infused in them, so please don't get caught up in the wording. Because if there's something that I did not mention in the MP3, doesn't mean it's not going to help that particular issue. So you'll receive an MP3 guide along with your downloads to help guide you. Because since, like I mentioned, there are so many MP3s, you may forget, oh, can I use the digestive system for hemorrhoids or ulcers or food allergies? And so I made a guide for you guys to access so that it makes your life easy, all right? Now, some of the MP3s do have wordings, and others have music, and others are silent. They all cover not only physical issues, but also emotional issues that we hold on to in certain areas. So remember, we're working with the mind, body, and spirit, not just the physical aspect. So you may find shifts in various different areas, such as emotions, such as spiritually, mentally, physically. Just take notice and even be grateful for the small shifts. That's where I'm going to guide you, because now you'll see greater shifts when you're grateful for even the smaller ones. So let's get to the first MP3. It's the energetic spinal adjustment. And I want you to use this first. If you can use this first, before you start any of the MP3s, that would be great. You don't have to, but I recommend that you do, because it opens up the channels along the spine. It accesses that Hara line. This MP3 is going to help you release the pain in your neck, shoulders, back, sciatica, bursitis, move disc, scoliosis, osteoporosis, anything that's going on in your back. We got to get that spine into alignment. So you can see there's a lot of things that align here that I mentioned, the energy systems and the spine. So we want them to work together. There's a lot of nerves that come out of the spine. And I know many of you see chiropractors, so maybe this will save you a trip. Then is the cardiovascular system, MP3. And this is going to help circulation in your feet and hands, legs, heart issues, clogged arteries, blood pressure, palpitations, high cholesterol, or even if you get exhausted just going up the stairs. I've had many, many people use it when they're working out. So it's a very, very effective MP3. I had a lady use it for when she was working out, and she just loved it because she said, this was the best workout I've gotten. And I had another lady who had heart palpitations, and she said that immediately as she started using the MP3, the heart palpitations stopped. So it's wonderful when something is actually happening, or before it happens, you can use these MP3s, any one of these. Digestive system is the third MP3, and this one is awesome because it helps with bloating, constipation, diarrhea, hemorrhoids, ulcers, reflux, gallbladder issues. A lot of people come to me for gallbladder issues, IBS, diverticulitis, liver issues, metabolism, if you have a hard time metabolizing your food, celiac disease. How many of you have food allergies? This is a great MP3, especially if you're going out to eat. Just to be safe, I want my digestive system to be strong. So anytime that you need this digestive system MP3, it's going to help you. It is your second brain, so connect with your digestive system. The endocrine system MP3, this is one of my favorites because this one is now going even deeper into the systems. How many of you out there are stressed? How many of you are dealing with chronic fatigue? This MP3 is going to help you with stress, chronic fatigue, low metabolism, diabetes. If you're trying to get pregnant, if you're dealing with thyroid issues, hormonal issues, menopause, pancreatitis, this is the MP3 that is going to be so powerful for your endocrine system. I'll never forget, I had this one client and she had thyroid issues. She was so tired and she was just dealing with sleep, and she just slept all the time. And normally people deal with insomnia, but she was dealing with sleep. And she used this MP3 alone, and she noticed that when she went to the doctor, her thyroid was normal and healthy, and the doctor actually lowered her thyroid pill. So she couldn't believe it because she wasn't sleeping as much either. But it took her some, you know, using this MP3 on a regular basis and just being patient and knowing that it is working for you, being open to it. Because I know so many of you out there are dealing with hormonal issues and thyroid issues. So let's get that under control. The fifth MP3 is the immune system. And this immune system MP3 is silent. It's going to help your body prevent and recover from chronic stress, chronic fatigue, autoimmune diseases. Some of you may be dealing with EBV virus. Rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammation, anemia, allergies, asthma, common colds, the flu, maybe even skin issues like psoriasis or eczema. These are all immune system disorders. And I just attuned this MP3 for the coronavirus protection and prevention. So you could use this every day because your immune system gets attacked by so many environmental and chemical factors, as well as emotional. And we don't even notice it at times until we can feel some kind of ache or pain in the body. The sixth MP3 is the limbic system. And this MP3 is great because it's going to help you with moodiness, brain fog, emotions and fears that you're holding on to, anxiety, PTSD, ADHD. It regulates hunger and thirst. This is a wonderful, wonderful MP3 to use on a daily basis because this one works with your amygdala, which is your fear-based center. And if you're working from fear and you have all those trapped traumas in that hippocampus, which is your memory center, we need to help you clear that because that's what you're working from. That's how you're moving forward in life. And I want to help you clear that. So use that limbic system MP3. The seventh MP3 is the lymphatic system. And this is going to help you release all the emotional, chemical, physical, and environmental toxins and waste that are stuck in the lymph. Yeah. So for those of you who are having lymphedema or any kind of edema, this is going to help clear all of that out. The nervous system MP3 is the eighth MP3, and it's going to help you release tension in your spine. Those of you who are dealing with headaches and migraines, fibromyalgia, hyperactivity, ADHD, vagus nerve issues, depression, anxiety. It's going to reset your nervous system if you are living in fight or flight all the time. If you're having any kind of insomnia, this one is going to reset that nervous system because if you think about it, your nervous system, it is the main system in your body. It controls a lot of the other systems. And so this one's going to really help you bring everything into alignment. The ninth MP3 is the reproductive system. And this is for those of you who are dealing with irregular periods, irregular hormones, endometriosis, heavy cycles, and even men who may be having issues with erectile dysfunction. So it's going to strengthen that entire pelvic floor. And something else that I didn't include here, and I don't know if it's just in my notes, but libido, the reproductive system, libido. So many women that come to me with this issue, and this reproductive system, MP3, will definitely help you with that. The 10th MP3 is the urinary system, and that helps with kidney issues, okay? It helps with overactive bladder, UTIs, bladder infection, kidney infections. Then there's the integumentary system, which is number 11. And this MP3 is my favorite because who doesn't want great hair, nails, and skin? This MP3 will help with toe fungus, baldness, eczema, hair thinning, frizzy hair, brittle nails, acne.
Did you say this was your favorite one? So,
it is a favorite one, just like all the rest of them.
Yeah.
These are all just, they're just so wonderful because they cover so many things. And so it's nice to have that rather than looking for individual MP3s, right? So you've got the entire system right in your hands, guys. So number 12 is the respiratory system. And this MP3 is going to help release any infection from the lungs, anything that you're holding on to in your lungs, and bring in more oxygen. If you're dealing with weak lungs, especially from asthma, allergy, emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, so common, COPD, this is the system that you want to work with, the respiratory system MP3, because I want you to breathe in life. If you're tired of not being able to breathe in life, this is what you need to open up those airways, open up those bronchioles, and let the beauty of life in. Number 13 is the musculoskeletal system. And this MP3 is going to help you with flexibility. It's going to help your joints, It's going to help those hamstrings and muscles. So if you're dealing with osteoporosis, scoliosis, plantar fasciitis, which is the foot issues, and they cause a lot of pain in the heel, carpal tunnel, arthritis, any muscle or skeletal issues, use this system MP3. It will help you greatly. I've had so many people use it for back pain, shoulder pain, and carpal tunnel, and they found relief immediately just listening to this. There's the removed organs MP3, and this is a silent MP3. It's number 14. It's one of the highly infused MP3s that you're going to be receiving. And the reason that I was guided to include this MP3 is because a lot of people don't realize this, but how many of you hear or know people that have had their organs removed, such as their gallbladder, spleen, appendix, prostate, ovaries, uterus, you name it. There's something missing, but yet there's pain there. And maybe you don't realize it, but it may be affecting some of the other organs in the body because this organ is missing. But it's missing in physicality, but not energetically. But there was a problem, right? There was some pain or some kind of energy stuck in that organ. So the doctors take it out, but yet the energy of that is still there. Yeah. The doctors did not take that out, right? So this is a very, very effective MP3 if you do or know somebody who does have their organs removed.
Yeah, there's someone on the call. Yeah, right.
Yes.
I was reading earlier. I'm trying to find the question, but someone, I wish I could find it. There were two people. One of them, because of course there's hundreds of questions, but I'm going through them. One of them said, I have my gallbladder removed, and if I can find this, I can read her name and say, I'm putting on some
weight. That is so common. Oh,
yeah, here we go. So this is Linda from McMinnville. And maybe you could just take a quick break from the package. And answer Linda. She says, what is going on with my health at this time? Gaining a lot of weight for no reason after gallbladder surgery. So I'm wondering, since you just mentioned that gallbladder silent MP3, maybe you could share with Linda what you see.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So, Linda, where I see a disruption in the Hara line is actually the navel and the heart space. So what's happening is when they took the gallbladder out, there was a lot of pain, right? And so and a lot of gallstones possibly. And so they tend to take them out very frequently. I remember when the doctors wanted to take my gallbladder out and I said, no way, that's not happening. And so as I look at your gallbladder on a physical level, I can see that you were dealing with a lot of energies and you a lot of trauma from a past lifetime as well as this lifetime. You endured a lot of pain, my friend. There was a lot and lot of pain and anger stuck in this gallbladder that you weren't able to express in so many lifetimes. And I'm getting about 10 lifetimes. There's a lot of disempowerment, and it's time to start empowering yourself. The gallbladder is affecting the when they took out the gallbladder, it's affecting your thyroid, and so make sure to have your thyroid checked, okay? There are a few hormones that are out of balance, as well as the pituitary gland is also not channeling hormones as it should. So I'm just going to work on the pituitary gland for right now, but I would love to work with you deeper. So let's go ahead and work on the pituitary gland. It seems like you've always carried weight of the world with you too. A big giver, not a receiver. You have a hard time receiving. Let's open up that channel. So that you can receive this healing right now. And for those of you out there who also have a hard time receiving, let's open up those channels. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah. I also wanted to take a question here from Jody in Houston, because I was looking at the package item number 9, the reproductive system, and what caught my mm-hmm. eye was that Betty, one of your clients, actually wrote into you and actually gave you a testimonial saying her heavy bleeding and menstrual cramps were dissolved,
mm-hmm.
And yep. said that literally, Deepal, this MP3 saved my life. So Jody from Houston is writing in, and Jody said, I have intense female cramping and menstruation problems. It feels as if my uterus is swollen and shoots pain down both legs at once. And interesting, Jody, as I read that, I just get this really, really, you know, deep sense of sadness, not for the what you're going through, but for something that maybe you yourself, your soul has experienced in this lifetime or past lifetime. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. I just really had this really wave of sadness come upon me. But Deepal, if you wouldn't mind sharing something with Jody.
Definitely, Ian. And Ian, I felt the same thing as you were reading mm-hmm. that. There is a disruption in the navel and the heart space. So right at the thymus, there's a disruption. Actually, there's a disruption also in the crown. So all along the Hara line, there has been multiple traumas, multiple losses, it feels like. And it's like the loss of self as well as loss of someone else. So the energy in the top half of your body and the bottom half is not connected. It's almost like this lightning type of energy coming through your body, but it's not giving you the power that it needs. It's actually doing the opposite. It's depleting your power. So let me just go ahead and work with your uterus. It feels very sensitive, so I'm not sure if the body's going to allow me to dive in deeply right now, but let's go ahead and connect with the uterus. Ooh. I want you to put your hand right at your pelvic area, and I want you to connect with it. I want you to see a beautiful light from your hands into your uterus, opening your uterus up, sharing the light within the uterus, and allowing that uterus to accept as much light as it can at this time, knowing that everything is going to be okay, even though you don't see the light in your near future, but there is. So let's open up that crown. Bring in light from the top, connecting it with the uterus. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And release. There you go. Jody, it feels like there's cramping there, but it's an energy, like I said, that's so deep. But I also see some fibroids also, which may be causing some disruption in the flow of energy in your reproductive area. So definitely use this reproductive system, MP3, to help open that up.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you. Well, thank you for kind of taking a detour from going through the program, but I just felt that that was the right thing to do to go to those questions. And I think we were at item 15, but the tumors and abnormal growth.
Exactly. So this is a great MP3 because you could use it for cysts, polyps, fibroids, tumors, okay, and anything that should not be in your body. Okay, it could be anywhere in your ovaries, your prostate, your intestines, on your skin, in your kidneys, anything that does not feel normal. All right. So the reason I included these two MP3s is because I discovered something completely profound as I was working with this one lady who had previous cancer, and she had Hodgkin's lymphoma many, many years ago. And as we worked together on certain things that were going on in her life at the time, which were not even cancer related, she was getting this crazy pain that would go down her arm. And I thought nothing of it until she said that every time we worked together, she felt this. And so I gave her this MP3 because at one point I picked up some energy and we were both completely rattled, because when we discovered that this is where her cancer was and that the energy of it was still there, that was just an eye-opening for both of us. So this MP3 really helped her. And so ever since then, whenever we worked on her aches and pains or whatever was coming up for her, she never had that pain in her arm again. And it was the coolest thing. So I thought I'd share that story.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're also going to get one group call, which is taking place on March 26th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And this is a supercharged live group call. And we're going to be working with the Hara healing and activations. And on this powerful live energy session, you'll be experiencing the power of the collective group energy that will allow for positive intentions and manifest at the speed of light. So I will be doing group clearings to help you clear and heal common blocks. I will align you with the Hara dimension, and you'll also have an opportunity to work with me one-on-one. We will use a conference line or the webcast, just like we are today. And that's Package A. Package B, you're going to receive everything in Package A and three amazing weight loss MP3s. One is silent. And I know with spring coming up, how many of you are trying to lose weight? So this is the package for you. It includes the weight loss MP3s and your body systems. You can't ask for anything more at this point. And you get a one-on-one session, which is so awesome because I invite everyone here to my Package B because the energies are just really transforming, and I find that to be so relatively important in your healing process. Because Package A, it is do it yourself. And Package B is for those of you who do want to go deeper, and, you know, we do connect one-on-one. I've had so many people that will upgrade to Package B or want to do a session, and they're so thankful that they did because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful because I didn't even realize that I would have missed this opportunity to open up and clear this part of my body. So please take advantage of the one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. And the one-on-one, not to interrupt you, Deepa, but just to make it really clear, that's the Hara dimension. So in that one, you'll actually be doing the Hara alignment work, which is what we've really been speaking about today and how important that work is. And while the other energy work is absolutely effective, the Hara dimension is what really is going to give you the massive shift and the massive healing.
Exactly. So you're going to gain deeper self-awareness because we're going to be clearing, just like we did on the call today, but more. Because we're going to get to the emotional, we're going to get to the mental, we're going to get to the physical and spiritual blockages. And definitely, these are not cookie cutter sessions. Whatever you come to me with, just like we're doing for health today, and as I had mentioned earlier, you could come to me with whatever issues that you are having at that time or have been having. So you can express 2 to 3 issues and we'll work on those at a lot deeper level. We're going to work on raising your vibration and giving you that alignment that you've been searching for, that your soul's been searching for so long, to get you out of that stuckness. And if you have a significant other, I usually work on them too indirectly during our call, because according to my experience, things affect both the male and the female. It's not just one or the other. And the most important thing to remember, and I'm going to be honest, is that if you do have chronic health issues, you know, definitely please consider this one-on-one session, okay?
Beautiful.
And
well, thank you so much.
Packages.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing
yeah.
them and sharing them with the Wisdom community. I mean, all of these things, everyone, these are the things that, you know, you feel into. And if you feel guidance that this is the type of thing that is really going to support you, then I encourage you to actually take that action. Because we all know that when we feel better, that's when we can be of greater service. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that, but we know that, right? We know that when we heal, then we can be of greater service to ourselves. We can accelerate our own ascension. Our trajectory changes. And for me, it's when we can really be of greater service to others, right? When we can truly, truly give of ourselves, and however little, however much, it is so much more rewarding to give. And when we feel good about ourselves and we don't have that pain or those issues, then we can really be of service. And plus, of course, you know, sometimes we feel like we're a burden to others, and, you know, it's really hard to accept or put other people in a situation where we feel that they have to care for us. Anyway, we have a beautiful program here that deal with a multitude of issues that many of us are experiencing. And if you feel called to work with Deepal, then look into that. And if you really want to do the shifting and get to the root cause, then the higher dimension private session is probably what you want to do. But yeah, feel into that. And Deepal, thank you again for bringing that to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. And thank you all for joining us today as well.
Yeah. Well, I did promise that we're going to do more readings. So we're going to do one more caller. And then Deepal has a process for everyone. So thank you for being here. I know it's been a lovely time. But we still have a beautiful process. It's going to be a healing process that everyone is going to benefit from. So I'm going to take one more caller, and that's going to be Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and 5220 are the last four digits of your phone number. So you are live. Oh, huh? Sorry, Lansdale. Let me go. Now you're live. Hello, Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Hello, welcome. Are you there? Lansdale? Nope. Hello? I know you're trying. I think you're trying, but something's not working. Are you there? 3, 2, 1. Okay, sorry. All right, we tried. Well, the other one is Santa Rosa. That's the one I had inadvertently unmuted first. So Santa Rosa, 9544. Are you with us?
Hello, yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi, this is Lori.
Hi.
I'm so glad you. Hi, I just bought your sessions. I'm also a healer, and I know there's a bunch of stuff. When you did the thing on the Hara, I could feel three major ones. One was my crown's been opening up a lot, and so I wondered if you could just help me. I just had the I thought it was the flu for 3 days, but it might have been a purification because I'm shifting vibrations a lot. So I'm older, but I have a bunches of different, you know, long-term stuff and all that trauma stuff. But I also have carpal tunnel, and I'm a musician as well. And I wondered if you could help me with the health issues and energy that's linked to my being willing to share my gifts in the world, because there's something I feel from, I know what the lifetimes are. I went through all these other lifetimes. But I think you could just see it in my Hara line and help me, my heart. I had a heart, sort of a heart thing a few weeks ago. So okay. See what you get. See what you get. I'll just let
Yeah, well, thank you for being here, Lori. Let's go ahead and see where your heart aligned, where there's a disruption. And I'm sensing it in the crown, the heart, those two areas. Mm-hmm.
The biggest one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's interesting because all the energy that you're carrying in your heart from the trauma that you have experienced, it's like this energy going straight to your hands, and that is causing the congestion and causing the carpal tunnel. It feels like the energy is not able to flow into your hands. So, but it's coming from the heart space.
Well, I did have a shoulder accident, a major shoulder accident.
Okay.
That might be making the right hand really bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm getting exactly the right hand. And so let's just open up a few channels around the heart space. And you do want to share your gifts with the world. Your crown is so open, but yet the energy is blocked right at the top, and it's not
right,
aligned properly. Yeah,
right.
It's not aligned with the first chakra. So when I think when I look at the crown, it has to be aligned with the first chakra. This feels stopped right in your hair. So let's go ahead and you know, hair carries a lot of energy.
Oh, really? I had a dream about
hair
just the other night. That's interesting. And it was painful.
Yep,
there was something painful in my hair. Yeah. And I think it's related to not having had a lot of time not wanting to be on Earth. And I've been working on that for a zillion years. But I decided I'm willing
literally,
to be here because I'm here.
Literally, right?
Right. Literally. Because I remembered when the Earth was created, what it was meant to be. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So let's allow you to share your gifts through your hands, opening up all that energy that's been... congested for so long, giving you that power and the strength. It's like I'm pulling stuff out of your hands. These low vibrational energies. They're like these balls of energies. It's interesting. I just see circles today, apparently.
Really? Well, I did a lot of healing work. I used to do like be able to do like all kinds of weird things happened in the 90s where I was doing all kinds of psychic surgeries and stuff. I don't know if I got people's energy stuck in my hand. It was distant healing, you know.
Right.
It just happened. I stopped doing that because I thought I was taking on stuff or just my spirit didn't want me to be doing that anymore. But now it has a whole new purpose for me, which if I can open up this stuff, I think I'll know what it is.
Yeah.
It's to share
right,
the uplift.
Sweetheart. I'm just gonna wrap your hand up in a beautiful copper, silver, and golden light. And this is like a wrap, so it's just going to dissolve into the tissues when it's done doing the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And my digestion. You see anything going on? I mean, I've had a lot of, you know, you feel like that's all right. My gallbladder and liver and stuff, everything's working.
Well, since you purchased the session, maybe we could have you work on that in the private session.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I did purchase the session.
Okay. Thanks, Laurie. Blessings to you. Sorry to
thank
you,
but that helps because then by the sessions are all booked out till April, so this will be helpful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I could feel your energy. And both of you, you're so fun to listen to.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay.
Thank
much
you.
Love to you. Yeah.
So
all
I'm
right.
already getting booked out, which is great. So if you guys do want a session, please grab a package so that you could get the earliest session.
Good point. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Deepal, I'm going to hand it right back to you for the process. So tell us just briefly, give us a little bit of a outline of the healing through the heart dimension, what's going to happen, and what are we going to experience and what's it for, and then literally just go right into it.
Okay, great. So I want everyone here to get a better understanding of where your Hara line is, and I want you to connect to it yourself, and what kind of healing can come from it. Okay, so as we do this powerful process, we are going to open up all of these channels along your spine, align certain areas of your body to help align your spine, and you may feel some sensations, you may feel some snap, crackle, pop, you know, all the good stuff that an alignment can give, because we're just moving the energies through the Hara line and the spine. So you'll feel tingling, heat, different sensations possibly. And it's okay. Some of you, if you would like, you can even stand up through this process, okay? So, again, remember, this is a process. So whether you feel something or not, something is happening. So please, please, please remember that. And for those of you who do feel, just like Lori, you're in for a ride. So take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out, in through your nose, into your belly, and out through your mouth. And as we connect to your Hara line, I want you to connect with it, that thin blue power current along your spine. Connect, connect, connect. And as I'm connecting with it as well, you should start feeling a shift. Try to notice if you sense any disruptions as you take some nice deep breaths in. Whatever the disruptions you are sensing that is in your Hara line, now the deeper you breathe, the more you will bring the feelings of relaxation and ease to all parts of your body. So I'm going to start working with the brain and the spine. So notice if you're having any pain or anything going on involving the brain and the spine. Notice if you're having any back pain. Maybe you have a headache or neck pain. Or shoulder pain. What level is this pain? 1 being the lightest, 10 being the most intense. What level is your pain? So I'm going to work on your spine. As you continue to focus on your Hara line, aligning the occiput and your pelvic bone for complete alignment at this time. And whether you're sitting or standing, your spine may want to move. Allow it to move. Don't hold on. This is just releasing all the pain that you're holding on to, or all the discomfort that your body's holding on to. Continue to breathe. See your entire spine upright, strong, and in alignment. see your Hara line strong and in alignment. Many of you, your bodies are asking for some stress relief. Let's go ahead and clear all the stress that you're holding on to, past and future and present, from your adrenals, and balance those cortisol levels. Continue to focus on the Hara line and breathe. Notice your pain in your body just dissolving. Notice the calming effects of the energies being activated and infused within your body. Aligning all of your chakras. Connecting your chakras, your Hara line, and your spine. And take a nice deep breath in and out. Beautiful. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that beautiful process and that transmission and that healing.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
Such gratitude. Well, Deepal, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you so much for being here with the Wisdom Tribe and sharing all about the Hara line and your beautiful offering and working with you and really how we can find relief from the various aspects of pain and disease that we feel. Yeah, it's been lovely. It's been lovely. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. Thank you so much. And Ian, I don't know if you mentioned the free gift.
I didn't mention it at all.
Okay.
It's on the,
I'm like,
it's on the page, everyone. So yeah. So if you're on the on the webinar page, then it's there. It's underneath Deepal's photograph. She'll be, I'm sure, you're gonna tell us about it in just a second. But I just want to show people where it is. And then also, if you're on the replay page, that'll be sent out tonight. It'll be there as well. But of course, it's also in your welcome gift package. You know, when you originally got the email about the season, it'll be in that welcome gift package. If you're looking for the replays on the Wisdom of the Ancients, you know, WOTAshow.com website, it's not on the website itself. It's really sent out to those of you who are members of the tribe, and you get the emails. It's not publicly available. That's why it's not on the replay page on the website. So if you're looking for it there, you're not going to find it. But it is on the replay link that you'll get in a few hours, and it's on the webinar page. And, of course, you did receive it as part of your welcome package when you joined the show, or if you're already a member of the show, it was sent to you via email. So tell us about that. You got something to share about that, Deepal?
Yeah, so the free gift is restoring your power. And a lot of you today that I did do healings for, you can use this MP3 to restore your power, all the power that you have lost. For those that I worked on and for those that I didn't have an opportunity to connect one-on-one, each and every one of us in our lifetime or lifetimes have had a loss of power. And this MP3 is going to help restore the power, whether it be through grief or trauma or other sufferings that you've endured, that loss of power, whether it's, again, in this lifetime or a past lifetime. And you'll learn a useful breathing technique, within this MP3 to help clear that solar plexus and strengthen it to get your power back from wherever and whomever you lost it to. So you'll experience complete empowerment over your health and your life by using this MP3. And I really wanted to give you something that you could take with you and experience my work so that wherever you're guided and whatever resonates with you, whichever package resonates with you, I look forward to working with all of you and invite all of you to Ananda for Life. And thank you so much again, Ian, for having me here.
Well, it's been our pleasure. So beautiful. Well, thank you again, Deepal. And I'm going to sign off now, but it's been such a pleasure. So thank you, sweet soul, for being here and sharing your beautiful gifts and your light with all of us.
Thank you. Namaste.
Yeah, namaste. All right, beautiful sacred soul, the Water Tribe, all of you, thank you so much for being here and listening to the show. Thank you for shining your lights and being the way showers and being strong. Thanks for being strong. Thanks for making those tough choices, because they are tough sometimes, you know, whether to get up early and do your practices or be kind. Sometimes it's tough. And I know a lot of spiritual, you know, people in the spiritual path are having a, you know, having a really hard time. So stay with us. Stay with us. Stay in the space. We hold space. We emanate love. And we're all part of the Wisdom Tribe and the Wisdom Orb. And we're here to amplify and magnify the beautiful light that is here for all of us. So be with us. There is love here. Yeah, there's love here. All right, sweet souls, namaste. We give deep thanks and gratitude to Mother Earth and Father Sun. We give deep thanks and gratitude to Divine Mother and Divine Father, to the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service who have brought us here, who've established and created this platform for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.